Hello and welcome to an episode of the Podfic Pals. My name is Mia and today I will be reading You Are the Magic in Me by Beardy Boys on AO3 and Tumblr. This fic was written for Wordplay 2023 for the prompt Stable. The pairing is Zayn Malik and Liam Payne, and the tags are it is loosely inspired by BBC Merlin, alternate universe magic, Prince Liam Payne, Wizard Zayn Malik, Blood, Friends to Lovers, Light Angst, and Fluff. The summary is as follows. Zayn is 8 when he meets the prince for the first time. His dad is being knighted. The king has seen the way he fought to defend his village from the enemies of the kingdom and has decided to gift him a piece of land and a title. Zayn is 8 when he meets the prince for the first time. His dad is being knighted. The king has seen the way he fought to defend his village from the enemies of the kingdom and has decided to gift him a piece of land and a title. Going to the palace has been strange. His father has kept on reminding him not to say or do anything, just stay by his side. He's worried Zayn could get himself in trouble, and while Zayn understands the reason for his worries, he's feeling a bit put off by it at the same time. It's not exactly his fault if he's got magic, nor is it his fault if the king hates everything and everyone that has to do with magic. Zayn's mum is a sorceress, and some might also say she is one of the holy priestesses, custodians of the old religion. She met Zayn's father when she was escaping from the king's knights. They fell in love right away, and 9 months after they started living together, Zayn was born. A year after that, the king's knights started looking for his mum again, so she flew away, leaving Zayn's dad alone with her son. Growing up with his father isn't the worst thing that could have happened to him. Zayn loves his father, and he's very proud of him. Still, even if he's just 8, Zayn is quite confused by the pride and joy in his father's eyes as he's being knighted. Shouldn't he be against the king? Against the reason why Zayn's mum ran away from them? Trying not to think about it, Zayn looks around. Prince Liam is there, sitting on a throne that's way too big for him and looking at the ceremony with boredom, the crown atop his head shining from the sunlight coming through the high windows. Their eyes meet, and Zayn is overwhelmed by a warm feeling spreading through all of his body, not any different from the one he gets before he does something magic. Zayn is 13 when he's climbing the palace's stairs, heart beating way too quickly in his throat as anxiety runs through him in waves. His dad was hurt in combat. Sir Leon has just told him the news a few minutes ago, telling him that his father is now staying in the court physician's quarters, waiting to be attended. "He wasn't in the best shape when I saw him," the knight has said, the weight of his hand on Zayn's shoulder failing in being reassuring. Zayn can still feel it as he stops at the top of the last flight of stairs, confused and lost. He's been to the court physician before, but right now he can't really think of anything as his chest tightens and his head gets lighter and lighter, and Zayn can't really breathe. He staggers back, hitting the stone wall with the back of his legs. They're trembling so much that Zayn almost can't feel them. "I'm sure he will be all right," Sir Leon had said, right before Zayn started to run. Zayn couldn't find it in himself to believe him. Sliding down, Zayn puts his head between his bent knees, trying and failing to take deep breaths to calm down. It's stupid, he thinks, panicking. He should be trying to find his dad as soon as possible, so that he can heal him with his magic. Zayn knows he'd be able to. He's practiced and practiced his magic on his own, in secret, for the last 5 years. He's been able to heal birds and rabbits. One time he even healed a deer. He can heal his dad, no matter how horrible his wound is. "Hey, are you okay?" The voice comes out of nowhere, and Zayn doesn't really want to raise his head. He's still trying to get his lungs to work and his head to clear up enough to remember where the bloody court physician is. "Are you hurting somewhere? Can you breathe?" Zayn shakes his head, swallowing and squeezing his eyes so hard he can see little blobs of light appearing behind his eyelids. He can feel the stranger kneeling in front of him, can hear the clink of their armor against the floor. Okay, do you feel like trying to breathe with me?" they ask, putting their hands on Zayn's shoulders. It's so different from Sir Leon's hand. The weight of the stranger's hands on him is comforting, so much so that Zane stops feeling like his heart is about to rip his throat apart with how quick it's beating. Let's do one in and one out, okay? Slowly. Zane nods and takes a breath in right when the other person does. It takes a bit, but soon enough Zane's breathing normally again, his lungs finally working, making his chest loosen up. Thank you, he says, raising his head to look at the stranger's face. Prince Liam is looking right back at him, eyebrows furrowed in worry. Don't worry about it, he says, hands still gripping Zane's shoulders lightly. Are you feeling better? Yes, I'm... Zane blinks, that warm feeling from 5 years ago running through him once again. I was searching for the court physician's quarters, he says. My father is... The prince nods, his face weirdly void of any emotion, and he helps Zane standing up. I'll show you the way, he says. Come with me. Zane is 16, and Liam is his best friend. He doesn't really know how they became friends, but after the time Liam helped him find his dad, so that he could secretly heal him, they have started to talk more and more. Until, one day, Zane realizes how hard it is for him to spend a day without interacting with Liam in some ways. That's why, when Liam is sent to fight along his fellow knights, Zane finds himself trying to be as busy as possible. He started training with Niall, the court physician, right after his dad's recovery. It's convenient, knowing he's right where he should be if his father ever needs him. Niall has sent him to get some herbs, and Zane is trying hard to focus on that, not letting his mind wander to Liam or his father, his brain offering him the worst-case scenarios for both of them. Not that Zane doubts their skills. His father is incredibly strong and knows how to win a fight, and Liam has slowly become the best swordsman of the kingdom. People are starting to sing his praises, creating stories about the prince with the quickest sword. Zane has heard some children telling each other one of those tales, right before fighting about who got to be the prince in one of their reenactments. Prince Liam is strong and brave, Zane finds himself humming, sitting down under a tree after having stuffed his bag with the herbs. He can fight a dragon in its own cave. The laughter that comes out of his mouth is breathy and wet at the same time. Without really thinking about it, Zane's hands start moving around, making some fallen leaves from a nearby tree dance around. He can fight a dragon in its own cave, he repeats, and the leaves come together, one after another, taking the shape of a dragon. Zane lets it dance, resting his head back against the tree trunk while his fingers move lazily. It makes him feel free, using magic from time to time. It can take his mind off things, letting him feel less restless and more at peace. Zane? Liam's voice feels like a punch to the gut. Startled, Zane scrambles up, losing control of the leaves, which start flying away. Liam's face is scrunched up in confusion, his right hand wrapped tightly around the helmet on his hip. Zane can see his fingers turning almost white. You're back already? Zane says, the sentence sounding very much like a question. However, Liam doesn't reply. His eyes are staring at the space in front of Zane, right where the leaves were dancing around. Who knows how much he's seen? Zane almost finds himself wanting to deny everything, but pure fear tightens his chest, paralyzing his body. He doesn't know where Liam truly stands when it comes to magic. Zane knows that the prince doesn't really appreciate the way his father has chosen to deal with people who have magic, that he's not a fan of capital punishments. He stood right beside Liam enough times while the executioner got the pyre ready for a suspected witch. He's felt Liam's guilt every time he's had to search through the village for a druid child. Zane's not so stupid as to believe that it means Liam doesn't think magic is evil, though. Liam's jaw tightens, and his eyes seem to focus back on Zane, staring him down. His brown eyes are uncharacteristically cold. Zane can feel it piercing through his body, going inside his bones and making them hurt like never before. Without saying a word, Liam turns around and walks away from him. Why didn't you tell me? Zane jumps out of his skin at the harsh whisper. It's been 3 days since he's last heard Liam's voice. Scratch that. It's been 3 days since he's seen Liam. Zane doesn't really know why he stayed around, waiting for Liam to come to him, instead of fleeing in case Liam had denounced him to the king. Maybe a part of him knew Liam wasn't going to do that. Or, well, at least hoped he wouldn't. "Why didn't you tell me you've got magic?" Liam repeats, sounding less accusing, the last part just a whisper against Zane's ear. Zane doesn't really know how to tell him that he's never feared something as much as telling Liam the truth about himself. Not only because it could very much mean Zane would be a dead man walking, but also because he'd lose him as a friend. And that, for Zane, would have hurt him way more than any sort of torture the king could have inflicted on him. Liam's become a fixed point in Zane's life, and he fears that he wouldn't know how to be himself if Liam wasn't around anymore. I didn't want to put you in that position, he says, because it's true. I didn't want you to have to make a choice. Liam's eyes soften, and he lets out a sigh, taking a step back from where he was pressed against Zane's back. Don't lie to me again, he pleads. I don't need you to protect me. I just want you to be yourself around me. He stares at the pavement, and Zane thinks he looks weirdly shy. You're my best friend, Zane. I can handle anything if it means having you by my side. Zane's heart speeds right up then, and he doesn't really know what to do with himself. You're my best friend too, Liam, he says, his mouth feeling strangely cottony. I swear I'll tell you everything from now on, because I want to be right next to you too. There's a sorceress who's impersonating a princess. Zane can feel her magic in the air, making his hair stand up every time he's near her. It's weird being able to tell Liam these kinds of things, watching his face scrunch up, trying to come up with a plan to get rid of her. My father won't believe me, Liam says, watching as the pebble he just threw skips along the lake. He's clearly infatuated. She could have easily enchanted him, Zane says, hugging his knees to his chest. For someone so against magic, your father is weirdly easy to manipulate. Liam snorts. You know that talking ill of the king is treason, right? Not like he can hear me. Liam shakes his head and giggles under his breath. Still, he shouldn't tell the crown prince about it. Zane flicks his wrist then, taking Liam's pebble from his hand. I'm sorry, your highness, he says, a sly smile on his lips. He looks at Liam's face then, and he's taken aback by the fondness he can see in his eyes. So, Liam says, how can we get rid of the witch? Somehow, the plan doesn't work. Zane doesn't exactly remember what kind of plan it was. The only thing he remembers is standing right in front of Liam to avoid him being hit by a spell. He probably thought his magic was strong enough to counter it, but he must have been wrong because the spell hit him right into his chest, right into his heart. Zane thought he would die from it, but he lives. Only everything becomes so feeble around him, so confusing and unimportant at the same time. He can't really feel anything. It's like he's void of emotions, an empty shell who can't really do anything but live. Because he doesn't even miss feeling things. I've never really seen it happen, but I think I know what it is, Niall says when Liam brings him to him. I'll have to read through my books to find a cure. I can help you, Liam says. Tell me what to search for and I... Zane watches Niall's eyes shift from side to side as if unsure. It's in the magic books, right? He asks, his voice coming out flat. Liam won't tell anything. Liam nods eagerly, looking right into Niall's eyes. I don't care if it's magic. Tell me what to search for. Zane watches the two of them leaf through books with a dead stare, his chest feeling hollow and his mind coming blank. When the warm light of the sunset comes through the windows, Zane realizes that hours have passed without him noticing. It's as if being empty makes time pass quicker. I have to go, he says, standing up. It's almost night. I have to go home. Wait, Z, Liam says, worry coming from him. You can't go home like this. We need to find a solution before... Zane looks at him, then at Niall, who's watching the two of them. He doesn't really see the point in staying there. Hell, even going home doesn't really have a point. Still, it's part of a routine, and Zane's body is just doing what he usually does. He doesn't even say goodbye as he walks to the door, and the thud following his exit sounds like the echo of his heart's last beats. You know how they say that people do stupid and wild things for love? They're standing in front of the lake at sunset. The old Zane would have appreciated the beauty of the sun reflecting off the lake's waters. It usually made him feel happy, and more than that, made him want to record it in some sort of way. Right now, however, Zane doesn't really notice it. He's watching as Liam drinks some weird concoction from a cup. "Yeah," he replies, letting his arms fall against his sides. "Well, I'm about to do something stupid, hoping it will work." Zane looks as Liam reaches with his right hand into his own chest, twisting his hand a few times before starting to pull. There are little drops of sweat running down his forehead, and his mouth falls open as his eyebrows furrow. When his hand comes out of his chest, it's holding Liam's heart. Zane stares at it, noticing how red it is. It's still beating, even as the prince is showing it to him. Blood drips from it, getting Liam's trousers dirty, but the other man doesn't seem too worried about it. Instead, he grips the bottom of it with his left hand and starts to twist it, as if he's trying to tear it apart. "This is," Liam says when he finally breaks his heart in half, holding the two sides in each hand. Zane blinks at the action, and it seems to encourage Liam to take a step forward. "I just want you to be you again." The prince's voice trembles as he says it. He reaches towards Zane's chest then, with one half of his heart. It doesn't really hurt when Liam pushes and pushes and lets Zane have it. It does hurt, though, when Liam's hand leaves his body. Zane can feel it pulling away and it hurts. It hurts. But it doesn't matter because Zane can feel it hurting. It's like all of his feelings rush back into him, overwhelming him and relieving him of pain at the same time. When he looks at Liam, really looks at him, he can see that he's nervous. He's already put his heart right into his chest, and Zane can't help but stare at the blood on his trousers, on his hands. "Liam," he says, and the warm feeling is back. His heart is beating fast once again. Liam just puts his hand on Zane's cheek and looks into his eyes before kissing him. A surge of magic rushes through the both of them, hitting them right into their chests. It's only thanks to this that Zane notices that their hearts are beating at the same rhythm. This was You Are the Magic in Me by Beardy Boys on AO3 and Tumblr. That is Beardy Boys with ZX at the end. We are the Podfic Pals, and you can find us on anchor.fm/podfic-pals or on podfic-pals.tumblr.com. Until next time, have a good day.